This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. So before I start, I want to tell you guys a funny story that happened yesterday. So as you guys know, I was on tour with my sister for the first time in the UK. And she just left this morning, unfortunately, so she was not able to make it today. So yesterday, she went on, and she was speaking, and I was supposed to go after her. So I was told that the CEO of the organization would come on after her, and she was still speaking, so I thought to myself, I have at least 5 minutes to run to the bathroom. So I quickly run to go to the bathroom. And next thing I know, this lady is like following me into the bathroom. She's like, you have to come on. Where are you? So basically what happened was my sister finished in like 2 seconds, and then the CEO came up and spoke for 2 minutes, and then they were like, where's this me? But the funny thing isn't the fact that I was like missing an action when I was supposed to be on stage. It was what Wendy thought. So Wendy was thinking to himself, where is Yasmin? What am I going to do? Like, Yasmin's gone. And instead of thinking perhaps she's in the bathroom, he literally thought she probably went to find a forest. And he was thinking, how am I going to find Yasmin in a forest? It's literally what he thought. So alhamdulillah, I came back and I gave my talk. So I'm going to ask you guys for a favor. As a speaker, there's this thing that we have to do, which is we sort of have to do this one-way communication, which really stinks. Okay, I don't like one-way communication. I like connection. So I want to be able to feel that we are connecting. So I only ask one thing from you as an audience. Because we can't actually have a conversation, I'm going to ask you guys to do something called non-verbal communication. And what that means, I need you to make faces. Okay? What does that mean? It means don't do this. Because then I have no idea, if you have any idea what I'm saying. So just make faces, be animated. If you don't agree with something I'm saying, be like, that's fine. If you agree, be like, okay, deal? Yes? Okay. Here's the thing. I know I'm competing with very low blood sugar. And I understand that that's difficult, so I'm asking you for some help. All right. I'm going to talk quickly today, because I don't want to get in the way of you breaking your fast, about something very important. And that is that we are, as we speak, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ told us that there is a very special night, and that is Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is the night of power. It is a night where we can transform. What is power, though? I want to talk about power, but I don't want to talk about the typical type of power. You know, the power that pharaohs and tyrants want. I want to talk about the real kind of power. And the real kind of power is the inner power, the power internally. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us, he taught us something very, very, very influential. And that is that if we want to see change, how many of you guys want to see change? Anyone in this When you look at Adam alayhi salam and the Greeks, you find this lesson. You find that Adam alayhi salam was told to stay away from a tree, right? And then Iblis was told to bow, right? Yeah? So what happens is Iblis refuses to bow and Adam eats from the tree. Okay? But what is the difference between them afterwards is that Adam alayhi salam takes responsibility. He takes responsibility for his own actions and for his own change. He says, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. This is important. He says, Allah, Lord, we wronged our own self. We did it to ourselves. He didn't even try to blame Shaitan. He didn't even try to say, Iblis, you know, Shaitan made me do it. He said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. We wronged our own selves. Wa inna taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. And if you do not have mercy on us and forgive us, we'll be among the losers. So he takes responsibility and he teaches us what we're supposed to do when we find a situation where we've made a mistake or we find a situation that we want to change. And what happens is Allah forgives him. And then what happens to Adam alayhi salam? He becomes a prophet. And he gets sent down to this earth as a prophet. What happens to Iblis? Iblis, on the other hand, does not take responsibility. He says it's your fault because you have kicked me out. You know this attitude that we have that things just happen to us, right? And we like to blame, we want to blame the external factors for our condition. But when we do that, we're actually paralyzing ourselves because we don't realize that we internally have to change if we want to see change. Iblis did the opposite. He did not humble himself. He did not take responsibility. And instead he blamed Allah. He said, because you've kicked me out. So Iblis ends up being cursed forever. He did not humble himself and he did not repent. Now, what does this have to do with us? We are facing trials. We are facing hard times. How is that going to change? Believe me, it's not going to change by anyone else changing it for us. It's not going to change because the media likes us. It's not going to change if we become more militarily strong or financially, you know, independent. Those are not the places where change comes from. Ultimately, those are just means, they're tools. But the actual source of change is inside. So we need to change. Now I want to talk about this. How does that happen? How can we begin to change? There are different kinds of power that I want to discuss. Number one, I want to tell you and remind you and remind myself about the power of the heart. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُطْلَى إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. Indeed, in the body there is a lump of flesh, and if it is set right, the entire body is set right. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ. And if it is corrupted, the entire body. فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. The entire body is corrupted. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Indeed, it is the heart. Interestingly enough, when we sit and we talk about political issues, when we discuss political change, we want to find political solutions. And while that's a relevant discussion, we do need to talk about those things. But ultimately, what is the deep source of change? It has to be internal. You and I need to change. There's a very powerful quote. It's a poem. And it said that I used to be clever, so I tried to change the world. And then I became wise, so I changed myself. And the idea here is that you and I want to see change, let's begin with ourselves. We don't like oppression, right? Does anyone in this room like oppression? Raise your hand if you like oppression. Strangely enough, no one does, or no one admits it, right? We don't like to see oppression overseas. But have we eliminated oppression in our own homes? Have we eliminated the oppression that we inflict our families with? Have we eliminated the oppression in our masajids? You know what I'm talking about? We don't like the tyrants overseas, but we have some monarchs in our masajid boards. You know what I mean? And then they just stay there forever. And they never go. So, you guys know what I'm talking about. So, once you join the haram police, then that means that you're religious now, right? And now, the more harsh you can be, and the more things you can call haram, then the more religious you are. But there's a problem with this, because the Prophet ﷺ defined the religiosity of a person very differently. He said, خَيْرَكُمْ خَيْرَكُمْ لِأَهْلِ, for example.
This woman had her hijab done, this too, and this.
If that's what we're going to focus you contribute. Every single person in this room can contribute something. And we all have our role. By the way, Allah created you, specifically chose you to be on this earth for a purpose. He chose you. It wasn't an accident. It was for a purpose, and each person has a very, very unique role to play. Focus on that unique role and play that role and do it in the best way you can, whatever it happens to be. If your role is to be a mother, or your role is to be a father, or a teacher, or a writer, or a speaker, whatever it is, do it and do it well. But give back. Give light to that role. Don't sit and talk and complain and just focus on the negativity. I warn you against the news, folks. I warn you. And when I say that, what I mean is this. What I mean is, people who ingest too much news, it's like ingesting too much poison. You gotta take, you know, if you have to take poison, take it in little bits. Just so you know what's going on. But realize that the news has a very specific agenda. And don't think that Islamophobia is any mistake. Islamophobia is not only targeting non-Muslims. Don't think that Islamophobia is only targeting non-Muslims. Islamophobia is targeting you and me. And it is trying to demoralize us. There is an agenda not only to make non-Muslims hate Islam, but to make us self-hating. They want to make us self-hating. So be careful of sipping too much of that poison. Do you understand what I'm saying? Alright? So we have to be careful that we don't allow that poisonous, that toxicity into our bloodstream until it affects us. And then all of a sudden we want to apologize for being Muslim. I'm so sorry I'm Muslim. Just forgive me. I am just like you. I really am. You know what I mean? I'm just like you. We're no different. You know, we got the same God. That's cool. We got the same God. Of course we have the same God. But this idea of apologizing for who you are. What made Muhammad Ali so amazing? He never apologized for who he was. He didn't apologize for being Muslim. He was proud. So just be careful that they don't make you self-hating. Be careful and be focused on the light. Whatever you focus on grows. Finally, there is power in hope. See? So that's enthusiasm. There is power in hope. There is power in hope. I want to end with this. When we look at the stories of our great predecessors, our prophets, peace be upon them all, we find that no matter what they faced, they never lost hope. When Musa was in front of the Red Sea, he didn't lose hope. He knew Allah was with him, and he knew Allah would get him through. Kalla inna ma'a rabbi sayahdin. Indeed, my Lord is with me, and he will get me through this. Guys, no matter who America elects, Allah is still with us. Yeah? We need to stop being so afraid of Trump and his wig. On second to indeed